Nizla Douargla, Looking for a Place to Camp, Algerian Sahara, by Jean-Joseph Bellel. Bellel made his debut at the 1836 Salon and exhibited there regularly until 1891, before he stopped painting altogether at the age of 77 when he lost his sight. A student at the École des Beaux-Arts in 1845, he was taught by François-Édouard Bertin and failed to win the Prix de Rome for historical landscape. This highly classical training led him logically to Italy, which he visited in 1844, producing some of the best landscapes of the period. Italy had been a compulsory place for pilgrimage for artists, both for its role as cornerstone of European civilization and for the change of scene experienced by generations of travelers. But during the 19th century, it was supplanted by Greece, Spain, North Africa, and Asia Minor. In the eyes of these painters, these new destinations had retained the same classical nobility, whilst also offering a completely new cultural tradition. Bellel is a good example of this sea change. As a friend of the Orientalist painter Maria, he went to Algeria in 1856, the year Eugène Fromentin published An Été dans le Sahara, Between Sea and Sahara. By the 1859 Salon, the conversion was complete, and Théophile Gautier wrote ironically that as many landscape artists are opening their parasols in the Sahara as once did in the forest of Fontainebleau. Commenting on Nizla Douargla, he regretted Bellel's metamorphosis into a fervent admirer of southern Algeria, noting that the painter's merit is the same, but his firm glaze has been dazzled by the blinding clarity of the Orient. He has not been in Africa long enough to acclimatize. What is more, the real home for his talent is the landscape of Poussin. Nizla is a small town in the southern Sahara near Ouargla, an important and historic crossroad for the trade caravans and nomads linking Black Africa and the Arab countries to North Africa. It is the moment at which a caravan is looking for a place to stop that Bellel depicts with verve and plenty of picturesque detail. Should we, like Gautier, regret the painter's conversion? Is his camel caravan on an à part with his classical studies? The quality of the detail, the nobility of the figures, the cloth blowing in the wind, the frieze composition, the careful ordering of the caravan, recall Fromentin's comment when, fascinated by a similar scene, his reaction was the reverse. It was as beautiful as a classical bas-relief.